You're listening to the For Gut's Sake podcast, where we are all about gut healing and finding natural solutions to do just that. I'm your host, Mark McLean. Let's get into today's content. There is nothing worse than feeling 6 months pregnant when you're not 6 months pregnant, and especially if you're a guy. I'm talking about being bloated, that probably one of the worst ever things of having gut issues is walking around with this huge bloated belly, just feeling like there's a bag of bricks stuck in there because you've not been able to go to the toilet for like 4, 5, 6 days straight. I don't know about you, but I think most people with gut issues have gone through this absolute nightmare at some point. When I had IBS going back like 10 plus years ago now, that was one of the worst symptoms that I ever experienced, was this heavy, heavy stomach, not being able to go to the toilet and just feeling just so uncomfortable all the time, and knowing that whenever you were eating your food, you weren't breaking it down properly and you weren't extracting all the nutrients from it. So in today's episode, we're going to chat about how to beat the bloat, how to get that belly back down again, start feeling normal again, and not have to worry about it every single day. Because I'm sure that you've tried all sorts of things to try and get your belly feeling flat and basically back to normal. For me, I tried all sorts of things over a long, long period, including laxatives, going to colonic clinics, having strangers put tubes up my bum, all of that kind of stuff to just try and have a normal functioning digestive system again. But listen, it turns out it doesn't have to be as complicated as that. There are a few simple steps that you can implement on a daily basis that will keep things nice and regular and help flush you out so that you don't have to worry about the bloating. Before we dive into those relief methods, firstly, I'm going to talk about a couple of things that I learned about root issues that cause this bloating. And then I'll talk about a couple of extreme methods that I implemented to try and deal with the bloating. And it will show you how some of this stuff that we do in a desperate attempt to deal with a bloated belly just cannot be maintained in the long term, and why these natural steps that we'll cover at the end are the best way forward. So what I discovered through a book, maybe about 2013, round about that time, was that bloating and a lot of the digestive distress that we experience is actually down to a low stomach acid. There's a big misconception out there that people with gut issues, especially when they experience heartburn and acid reflux, all of which I had as well, there's this misconception that it's down to too much stomach acid. The gut's getting into overdrive and there's too much acid and it's coming back up the esophagus and causing all this pain. But what I learned from the book, Why Stomach Acid is Good for You by Dr. Jonathan Wright, is that basically the vast majority of people with gut issues are dealing with low stomach acid. We're not producing enough, we're not breaking down our food properly, and hence why it's all sitting there, we're feeling bloated, and we're not getting the proper nutrients from our food. And it took maybe another 5 or 6 years before I came across the real reason why this is even happening. And that was through the books by medical medium Anthony William. He talks about how gut issues are directly linked to problems with the liver. So we've got all this toxicity within the body that we're taking in from our busy 21st century world, all the pollutants in the air, all the toxins in the environment round about us. We're being bombarded from all levels with chemicals everywhere in the world, and the body struggles to cope, to deal with all this shit. Eventually, the liver, which tries to process and neutralize all of these toxins, that becomes sluggish and stagnant. And one of the key functions of the liver is to produce bile. And bile is essential for breaking down proteins and fats in the body. So when we're not producing enough bile, we're not digesting our food properly. And then, according to Medical Medium, the body goes into overdrive, producing more stomach acid to basically overcompensate for that lack of bile that we're not producing. And when we do that chronically over time, maybe over many months and years, eventually that overproduction of stomach acid leads to us being unable to produce enough. It's as if the stomach glands become worn out, according to what Medical Medium says. And that makes total sense when you take in this whole big picture approach. So it actually makes sense to deal with root issues, and that's helping to clear out the liver and support the liver and do everything you can to get the digestive system, the stomach acid levels, the bile levels, all of these back working optimally again. And one of the methods we're going to be discussing at the end of this podcast will actually help restore bile production. But listen, if you've been dealing with bloating for a long time now, I can only imagine the kind of trials and tribulations you've been through, all the stuff you've tried to get things moving again. And it's 10 times worse when you get like friends and family saying, drink more water, eat more fiber, as if eating a couple more bits of Weetabix in the morning is really going to fix your stomach. And that's what I heard from my doctor as well. I remember going to the doctor and he prescribed me these like fiber supplements to try and get things moving and thinking that would sort out the bloating, but it never did a thing. I still dealt with all of these issues for a long time. And it got to the point where I went to extreme levels, and this is going to explain how bad things got. So when you're like in your late 20s or early 30s, you want to be out partying with your pals. You want to be down the pub, boozing, having a laugh, going to the nightclub, trying to pull somebody, all of that good stuff when you're young, fit and healthy. But when you've got digestive issues, when you're dealing with bloating and IBS, you're not fit and healthy, and you certainly don't feel young. And for me, when I was going through all of those symptoms, I just did not want to socialise. I didn't want to go out looking like crap. I was always feeling fatigued, never had energy. And the idea of sitting in the pub for 2 or 3 hours drinking and then dealing with a hangover the next day, that was like not my idea of fun. So I became a bit of a hermit back then. I never went out much with my friends, sat at home feeling sorry for myself. And I was on the internet just a lot of the time trying to figure out ways to sort out this gut, because my doctor just never had any answers and everything he was telling me to do just was not working. One particular Saturday night, I was extra depressed. All my friends were down the pub. They were talking about having this big night out. Meanwhile, I was back at home lying on my cold bathroom tiles wearing nothing but a t-shirt. My bare legs were over the side of the bath. And as I was looking over to the bathroom door, I had this like blue pouch hanging over the door handle, and that was filled with a litre of water. And out the bottom of the pouch was this clear tube that was snaking all the way down to the floor, going towards the direction of my white bare ass. And on the end of that clear tube was this thin white nozzle, and it had like a wee lever on the end of it. And at this point, I'm putting Vaseline on the nozzle, and you can probably guess where this nozzle and tube are going to go. Yep, if you've not already figured it out, I was giving myself an enema at home with this cheap home enema kit that I'd bought off eBay for like 13 quid. That's how desperate it got. Just to get my bowels moving, I was using this home contraption kit that cost 13 quid, and I was going to flood my bowels with this litre of water. I was supposed to try and hold it all in for like 15 minutes, and then the idea was that all of this water would flush out of my colon with all the undigested food and all the other bugs and crap that had been sitting in there for like 4, 5, 6 days straight when I hadn't been able to go to the toilet. That wasn't much fun, and I did it for maybe like about six or seven months, because I remember further down the line I got a girlfriend, and it wasn't exactly the ideal situation to be sitting in having a nice romantic meal with a girlfriend and then telling her, I need to go upstairs, I need to do my home enema. These days, I've got a completely different method of looking after the digestive tract, keeping it clear, clearing the decks for the food that's going to come the rest of the day. So it begins with a cleansing drinks process every morning. Before breakfast, before you have any food at all every single day, this is what I do. So firstly, I'll have a pint of lemon water. So that's the pint of water, the freshly squeezed juice of half a lemon. And then what I'll do is I'll add to that a quarter teaspoon of pink Himalayan salt. And the pink Himalayan salt is really nutritious. It contains a wide blend of minerals, and the combination of the salts and the lemon water, lemon juice, actually has this laxative effect where it flushes out the digestive tract. And at the same time, the lemon juice has all sorts of other benefits. It's antiviral, it's antibacterial, and there's also vitamin C in there, which obviously boosts the immune system. So it's most likely that if you've been dealing with bloating or you're constipated when you wake up in the morning, that's going to have this flushing, natural laxative effect that's going to help clear things out and help you feel a lot more comfortable. But if you've been dealing with the constipation for a wee while, it's become pretty chronic, that might not do the job straight away. But what we're going to do to follow up from that really will hit the nail on the head. So half an hour later, what you want to do is drink a pint of celery juice. That's what I do most mornings. So that involves buying a juicer. I got mine off Amazon for like 40 or 50 quid. You can get more expensive ones, but you're just starting out. This basic one for like 40 or 50 quid is ideal. And I'll put a link to it in the show notes below this episode. So you get the juicer and then you buy a few packets of celery. I usually go for a couple of packets for every morning. Just wash your celery, cut it up, and then pour it through the juicer. A couple of packs should make a pint of celery juice. So half an hour after drinking that lemon salt water, then neck the celery juice. You don't have to do it all like in one go. Take your time, maybe sip it for like 15 or 20 minutes. And here's the most important part. Make sure you're within 10 meters of a toilet, because I can guarantee you, you're going to basically have this diarrhea effect. Celery juice has this, just like the lemon water and salt, it has this natural laxative effect. And that's because it contains high levels of sodium and potassium. And these are minerals which, again, flush out the digestive tract naturally. It's going to help cleanse your body from the inside. That's going to really deal with all the bloating. You'll feel great afterwards. And don't be alarmed that suddenly it feels as if you've got this diarrhea. It's not like that. This diarrhea effect is actually a good thing. It's clearing out what should not be there. It's clearing out all of those undigested foods, rancid fats, undigested proteins. It's flushing all of that out. And again, clearing the decks for the breakfast that's to come, the lunch that's to come, so that you're not feeling totally bagged up. And once you do this on a consistent basis, you're not going to be dealing with the bloating and the constipation that you used to deal with. And here's another few benefits of drinking celery juice. So also, it kills bugs and pathogens. And according to medical medium Anthony William, it helps restore bile levels. It gives the liver a helping hand so that it can produce more bile. And that's obviously then going to help you with digesting food. It's going to help break down proteins and fats more easily, which is then going to prevent this cascade effect where you've been struggling to digest your food anyway. So that's just about it, guys. Two simple steps. Drink that pint of lemon water with the added Himalayan salt. Make sure it's not normal table salt. It's got to be pink Himalayan salt or good quality sea salt. And then half an hour later, have that pint of celery juice. I do this maybe like 5 days a week. I'll not do it every single day. I'll maybe give myself a break at the weekend. If you've been struggling with bloating for a while, this could be a complete game changer for you. And if you do it consistently, I'm sure you'll get good results. So I hope this episode has been useful for you, because I know how bad it can be when you're dealing with bloating and all that discomfort and pain. And again, walking around like you're pregnant and are about to burst like a balloon. It's been good chatting with you today, guys. And if you know anyone else who's been dealing with bloating, they've been struggling with this for a while, why not share this episode with them and give them a helping hand? Share some of the love. Okay, catch you in the next episode.